I think the Treasurer Rutherford had brought in some good people into this office, and we're looking forward to working with them as part of the transition to make sure that we're continuing to get a good return on our investment.
What are your first 100-day plans?
Yeah, well, we're going to come in and we're going to bring a fresh set of eyes to how the office is being run. Even an office that is being run well, we think there are areas for improvement. And so we're going to come in and we're going to look at those things. And then what we're going to look at is making sure that our college savings plan, from the 529 plans that a lot of parents are using to invest, is operating efficiently. And there's a good manager in place that's not overcharging in terms of fees. We're going to come in and we're going to look at some opportunities to invest more in the state of Illinois, to invest in our entrepreneurs and our small businesses, to help them grow jobs here, because the state can make a return on investment from those investments. But it also pays an additional dividend if we're growing companies that are creating good-paying jobs here in Illinois.
When you talk about the places that you do want to invest, do you have a model that another state maybe follows?
We have a model here in this state. Several years ago, we passed the ability for the Treasurer to invest up to 1% of state funds in technology development accounts. What that does is putting money in Illinois venture capital that in turn invests majority in Illinois startup companies, technology companies. It worked so well. Treasurer Rutherford even said that it created thousands of jobs here in the state of Illinois. Well, so it worked so well that the General Assembly gave the ability to invest up to an additional 2% in technology development accounts to invest in high-tech firms and biomedical firms. But Treasurer Rutherford has not made full use of that. And we think there's a real opportunity there to, one, get a good return for the taxpayers of the state of Illinois, but two, to help promote industries that pay good jobs and help diversify and broaden our economy. And that's something I'm looking forward to doing.
So things like 1871 Chicago and UI Labs.
Yeah. So we wouldn't invest directly in them, but we'll have firewalls in place to make sure we're seeding those good ideas here in the state, those entrepreneurs who want to grow companies here in the state rather than on one of the coasts.
What kinds of losses do you think we saw during the recession period and the recovery, and what do you think that you and your administration can do to recoup those losses?
Well, I think the majority of our investments are in very safe investment instruments and also have to be very liquid in order so that we have the ability to turn around and pay our bills. But a small percentage, we can work on the margins here to help grow the middle class, to help diversify our economy in the state.
You've already met with Governor-elect Rauner. What'd you guys talk about?
It was a period to get to know each other. We had met each other on the campaign trail. It was a sit down to get to know each other a little bit better. And then to extend a hand to say, hey, we've got some real problems, some real difficulties here in this state. And he said that I'm interested in hearing solutions from all parties. And so he offered to have an open door. And he says one of these guys who doesn't mind hearing contradictory or differing opinions from himself. And so I think if he governs that way, willing to listen to and work with people from different backgrounds, we've got a great big state with a lot of smart, hardworking people. And if we work together, I just think there's no problems we can't solve.
If there are going to have to be major cuts in state agencies and, constitutional offices, do you have a plan, in mind of how to cope with a severely reduced budget?
Well, that's something we'll have to see. Nothing has been proposed yet. We haven't taken office yet. We're still part of our transition.